Evidence and Answers begins right now. This is Evidence and Answers radio broadcast with our host, Pat Zukeran. Pat is an author, teacher, and international speaker in the area of Christian apologetics, the defense of the Christian faith. Critics often say Jesus never claimed to be God, but a closer look at his discourses tell another story. In this episode, we'll examine how Jesus' words, backed by his works, affirmed his divine authority and shook the Jewish world of his day. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, log on at evidenceandanswers.org, and there you will find this discussion entitled Jesus' Use of Discourse, show number 6 from Paradis, a podcast from Veritas International University. And you'll find hundreds more podcasts that you may download or listen online. Now let's get right into the conclusion of this interesting discussion.
And many times he claims certain authority and he backed up his claims. You know, in Mark chapter 2, if you remember that famous story, the friends lower a man on a mat through the roof of a house while Jesus is teaching. And as he's being lowered, Jesus looks at him and he says, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And everybody in the audience is shocked. And they say to themselves, "Only God has the authority to forgive sins. How can this man say that?" Well, he's claiming the authority that only God has. And he looks at him and he says, "That you may know the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins. I tell you, take up your mat and walk." And Jesus does a miracle to confirm his claim. John chapter 11, when he looks at Mary and Martha and their brother is lying in a grave, and he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." He makes that claim to be the author of life, the one who can resurrect the dead, something only God can do. And then what does he do? He backs it up by raising Lazarus from the dead. So through his discourse, he communicated many different ways that he was indeed the divine Son of God. And if we understand the context and what Jesus was saying, it's a great apologetic to defend the truth of Christ and the truth of Christianity.
Yeah, so good. And it just brings to mind, kind of taking what Joe said and, comparing it to what you're saying, Patrick. You know, Joe clearly said that, we need to understand Christ's two natures, that he was fully divine, he was fully God, but he was also fully human. And so I think it is right that you could say Jesus was a genius in his humanity. It was brilliant what he said and did. And I know I've mentioned these a couple of times on our broadcast. I remember at Biola there taking, a class with Dallas Willard, and it was the smartest man who ever lived or something else of that nature. I forgot it was. And he kind of unpacks what you just said, that when you really look at the humanity of Jesus, Jesus as a teacher, Jesus as a communicator, he really is par excellent. There's no one that touches him. And then more recently, I didn't hear this gentleman speak, but I read his book. It's called The Surprising Genius of Jesus. And he's a British guy. I think his name is Peter Williams. But other people have pointed out that in Jesus's humanity, he truly was a genius. I mean, which we would expect. I mean, the fact that he was God as well. But it really is gleaning from this master communicator, this master teacher, is just something tremendous. So appreciate that greatly, Pat. Well, speaking of discourse here, I'm going to switch gears a tad, and I thought we could put into practice some of this conversational approach about our radio program, about our school. And why I want to do this is because so many of our listening audience are getting ready to go back to school if they have not already started. Come August, it is back to school time, and discourse and didactic teaching is so much part of a school, a learning environment. So I thought we would just spend a few moments here talking about our school, Veritas International University, who is the sponsor of the Paradis broadcast. And of course, we, like so many other schools, are starting our new semester here around the corner. And being the fact that Pat, Dr. Zukeron, is also a student at Veritas International University. I thought, wow, let's pick Pat's brain a little bit, not only about our school, but just what it takes to be a good student in today's environment. But before we get into any of that with you, Pat, I'm just going to start with you, Joe, specifically for Veritas International University.
There's all kinds of courses to jump into. There's both residential and distance courses. You can take courses for your own personal enrichment, meaning that you don't have to pursue a degree in order to sit in a course and to take part in the teaching and the rich lectures and so forth. Or you can audit a course, which is an academic mark of audit, but you don't have to do any of the assignments, but you take in all the good stuff right there in the classes. And then you can obviously take the courses for credit if you're pursuing a bachelor through a doctoral degree. We have affordable tuition rates and some of the most affordable in the country, in fact, along with tuition waivers that help people in need and also pastors, missionaries, full-time ministry workers. We also have programs for them as well. So there's still time to apply, get accepted, and get ready to register for classes. It's coming right around the corner.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely something you want to look into. And Pat, you know, as a current student at Veritas, you and Joe also studied with Dr. Geisler at his former seminary he started, and then Dr. Holden and Dr. Geisler started Veritas. Through all your studies, what are some of the strengths that you find of Veritas or the unique offerings that Dr. Geisler has given, you know, really the world through education and else, you know, other avenues?
Yeah, you know, one of the strengths of Veritas is, of course, their emphasis on the Christian worldview and apologetics. And if there ever was a time we needed apologetics, it is now. We are in a post-Christian culture that is getting increasingly hostile to the message of Christ. So often it's not enough just to be able to present the gospel. You're going to have to give people good reasons why they should take your message seriously. Because in our culture today, Christianity is seen not only untrue, but, you know, dangerous and pernicious and even irrelevant. And so being able to get an education steeped in apologetics, but also based on the Christian worldview is tremendously important. And you see seminaries now, many did not have apologetics departments. And now, you know, the seminaries that are growing all have apologetics departments because that's just how important it is. And Veritas was one of the leaders in developing an entire system that had apologetics as part of its foundation as well. And of course, you got a great faculty. Joe has gathered an all-star lineup of fantastic teachers. You know, Brian, you're part of that faculty. And of course, Joe, and you see names like William Nix, Dr. Howe. You even got adjunct faculty like Ron Rhodes and Gary Habermas. I mean, just the giants in the arena of apologetics, philosophy, theology. And one of the great things about Veritas is this is a school that takes a clear stand for Christ, for truth, you know, and the gospel. You know, let me give you one example. So many ministries and churches were going woke, and it was this whole critical theory, wokeness, it was dividing ministries, dividing churches, just when false ideology gets in your camp, you know, as the New Testament teaches, it causes division. And Veritas was one of the leading schools that showed other schools, you know, how to do it, to take a stand against wokeness and critical theory and transgenderism and other ideologies that were dominating the culture, but also, you know, beginning to really influence the church. And then got some unique programs there. The program I'm in, the School of Archaeology. I mean, that's a fantastic program. It's pretty unique. The School of Islamic Polemics, led by a great Islamic scholar there, Jay Smith. Those are just two really unique and fantastic programs. So there's a lot that Veritas has to offer that's great and unique.
Yeah, thanks for Pat. And I'm actually going to chime in on that as well. You know, one of the things that attracted me to Veritas is I came from a classical Christian education background. You know, my earlier work, my dissertation was in philosophy, but it was really looking at a paideia form of education and so on and so forth. So one of the things I appreciate about Veritas is its emphasis on classical Christian thought. And, you know, as you pointed out, Pat, in today's day and age, we could become so progressive. We could become so way out in left field that we don't even resemble a Christian worldview at all. You would almost scratch your head and say, is this even Christian? Whereas Veritas is very proud to say, listen, we stand in the lineage of the great minds of the Christian faith, be it, you know, Aquinas during the Middle Ages, or Augustine in the early church, or Anselm, and the list could go on. You know, one of my favorite guys, Alcuin of York. But this lineage of classical Christian thought that has been passed down throughout the centuries, and that we proudly say, you know, kind of like C.S. Lewis, call me a dinosaur, call me what you want, but I'm going to stand firmly in the classical Christian worldview, because it's the worldview that makes the most sense of the world in which we live. So I really appreciate the classical Christian emphasis that Veritas offers. And then something else you mentioned, Pat, that I really appreciate is we're not just purely classical, we're also evidential. And what I mean by that is we go out there and we actually dig in the dirt. Pat, you and I literally dug in the dirt together, you know, in a field when you were doing some archaeological field work. And so there's that evidential, the scientific side, if you will, where we're actually putting our faith, you know, forward and testing it and demonstrating that it's viable, that it's reality bound, and that it's true. So I love that dual notion of a classical Christian emphasis, which, you know, Dr. Geisler and Holden have just really stressed beautifully. But then we have that evidential side, the archaeology side that you've pointed out, Pat. So good. I really do appreciate that. You know, something else, Pat, you said about a stellar staff. I'm just going to briefly share a story. We had a graduate. His name's Jan Kroon. He's a German student, and he graduated our past graduation. And Jan stayed at my house, and I said, Jan, curious, how did you pick Veritas? I mean, you're in Germany. You know, you could have went to a lot of, you know, fine schools in Europe and so on and so forth, but how did you choose Veritas? And he said, well, Brian, it's an interesting story. He said, he has an interest in apologetics, and he goes, I started to listen and or read this particular person. And then it led me to read another person. And then it led me to read this other person. And he said, I started this book list. I started to gather all these people that were really saying profound things and really making an impact in society. And then he said, and then I just kind of looked at where they either teach or where they came from. And he goes, all roads led back to Veritas and Dr. Geisler and what Dr. Wow. Holden was doing. He said, so it was a no-brainer that either people had went to Veritas or had taught at Veritas at some time. And he goes, it really just told him that he needed to go to Veritas. And so he enrolled and he finished up his master's degree in apologetics. And that's just one story. And we could just continue on with many, many more stories as it goes. But I just wanted to chime in on that. But Joe, let me ask you a question. For someone who's listening right now, and they go, boy, I just listened to Pat, and he just gave a nice plug. And Brian, boy, that was nice too. How would they get hold of the school, first of all? And you've kind of already touched base on the certificate audit and, you know, student levels, but where do they go to find out more information?
Well, they can go to ves.edu. That's Victory Eric Sam, ves.edu, to our website, and they can visit there and see about all of our programs. They can look at the semester schedule. They can look at the courses that are coming up and the faculty, and get a better understanding of what Veritas is all about. And as they research this, they're going to find that all of our programs are designed and flow out of our desire to communicate and defend the Word of God. Now, we have a wonderful new program that we're actually working on right now. We haven't revealed it yet, but it's going to focus on the classical thought and biblical studies in one program, both at the AA and the BA levels. And we are going to drive home the fact that the study of the scriptures and the exposition of the scriptures is a very important part of the Christian life and the minister's work in the kingdom of God. That we have classes on how to exposit scripture and to communicate scripture. And that's all in the works right now. So stay tuned for the near future. This will be coming and being made known and more clearly. And I'm sure that this would be a wonderful, wonderful programs for those who really want to learn how to exposit and to communicate through expositional teaching and preaching the scriptures as well. But they can also, Brian, back to your question, how to get a hold of us, how to learn more. Our phone number, 505-407-4305. That's 505-407-4305, or visit our website, ves.edu.
Thanks for that, Joe. Well, Pat, I'm going to go back to you and just kind of ask a general question. You know, as I pointed out, that we're starting a new school year largely throughout the United States. So maybe someone listening here is going, you know, I'm not enrolled at Veritas, but I'm enrolled at my high school, or I'm enrolled at my local college, or you name it. They're starting school. You're a person who stays very busy. You literally travel the world, you know, speaking, defending the gospel, and so on and so forth. How do you discipline yourself to have an effective work life, a home life, a ministry, and that of being a student? How do you balance the demands of life with the demands of study?
Yeah, well, when I was at Dallas Theological Seminary, I thought once I got my master's, I'm done. That is it. Not going to be back in school anymore. But, you know, I went on to get another degree and I'm back in school again. And the reason is, one of my professors, as you know, we were sitting there and I was winding up my course, he looked at me and he said, "All right, you're done with this. That means you got your master's degree. You know what that means?" I said, "What does that mean?" And he said, "That means you're a beginning student. Now you know how to study." And I said, "Wow, is that right?" And he said, "Yep, you're going to be studying for the rest of your life. And the only time you're going to stop is when you die." You know, and I realized that, I mean, you look at Paul in his final book of Timothy, he told Timothy, "Bring my scrolls." You know, in our language, in our vernacular, it'd be "bring my books." You know, he was studying till the end. And so, you know, you're forever going to be a student, and you need to continue to study and grow, especially if you're going to be a leader in Christ's community. You need to continually to be growing so that you can engage the ideas of the culture around you and be relevant. And that is a necessity. We get so caught up in daily life. And I realized for me, that was, you know, I get so caught up in things that I had to do that I wasn't studying and growing the way I should be. And so I needed to set time aside. For me, it's one day a week where I just sit down and say, "Today is study day," and I study. And one of the reasons, you know, I enrolled at Veritas is because I wasn't studying to the caliber that I knew I needed to be. And so I needed to be pushed. And I took some audit classes, but, you know, I was skipping out on class and not taking it so seriously. And I realized, you know what, I got to get into a serious program here where I got skin in the game. Then I'm really going to take it seriously and do it. And that's why I enrolled in Veritas. And by the way, let me just say this about Veritas. I encourage you, if you get into Veritas, take a live class. I mean, one of the strengths of the classes is you can take it over the internet, but I'd recommend to show up for a live class once, because the students you're going to meet are some of the most fantastic, interesting students from all over the world. And it's a tremendous experience, you know, to meet your fellow classmates. I thought one of the strengths of Veritas was that it was in Southern California, and I get to go to sunny Southern California to attend class. But Joe Holden tricked me, you know, and he moved it to Albuquerque. And I thought, oh, no. But Albuquerque is a great place. Mm-hmm. It is. It's a really nice city. It's a great place to come and take some live courses. And you're going to meet some just interesting and just fantastic fellow students.
Yeah, I agree. There's an archaeology class happening literally as we speak. And I met one of the students. She's from Minnesota. She flew in. And her husband has a national broadcast radio program. And you just meet really fascinating people and some of the nicest folks around. So I completely agree with you on that. That, Pat. So Joe and Pat, thank you guys for splurging, for allowing us to put into practice a little bit of discourse, a little bit of conversation on the importance of Veritas, but also on the importance of study. So we're coming up to the end of our broadcast, and like all of our episodes, we encourage our listeners to dig deeper into the topic, today's topic, which was on discourse. And of course, I would just like to start off and say again, the Apologetics of Jesus by our co-host here, Pat, is the book that we're using as a springboard. So if you have yet to pick up that book, make sure you get it, because it is so unique in that he looks at Jesus and talks about how Jesus used all these practices we did, including discourse. But Joe, what about you? What other books that would expand this idea of Jesus maybe as a teacher that you would recommend?
Well, you can kind of piece this question together, Brian, because if you get a good commentary that believes in the inspiration and inerrancy of Scripture, they're probably going to deal with that issue of Jesus's use of parables, Jesus's use of discourse and proclamation. But like you said, I had Dr. Pat's book on the tip of my tongue, The Apologetics of Jesus, particularly in chapter 6, where he goes through the apologetic use of discourse in Jesus's ministry as seen through the Gospels, is excellent. And the book is written specifically to giving a caring approach to doubters of the Christian faith or doubters of what Christ had said about himself. So I am a firm believer in the Apologetics of Jesus book. Pick that one up, then grab your Bible along with a good commentary, and you can piece together, partly through just common sense and a logical reading, straightforward reading of the scriptures, and really look at the differences between how Jesus used both parable and discourse and proclamation, a very direct form of communication.
So good. How about you, Pat? Any recommendations you would have for our audience?
Yeah, The Apologetics of Jesus, of course, we highly recommend. There's another book, I believe, Jesus Christ, Teacher, Servant, Savior, by John Stott. That was another interesting book. And then another one by Bruce Wilkinson, I think it's The Seven Laws of the Teacher.
Yep.
To me, that was one of the best that I read. He models effective teaching around the teaching method of Jesus. And just that ability, insight in how Jesus communicated. I thought that was an outstanding book.
Yeah, I agree. That is a great book. And let me just throw one other one in that was very influential for me. It's Teaching as Jesus Taught by Roy Zuck. And that book, again, like the one that Pat just said, really delves into the teaching methods, be it parables or discourse or didactic, all of these methodology that Jesus used to become the most extraordinary teacher humanity has ever seen. So Teaching as Jesus Taught by Roy Zuck. Well, Pat and Joe, thank you guys for this time. It really has been a fun broadcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Great to be with you as always, Brian.
And join us next week as we look at a fabulous topic that I know you're not going to want to miss, but it's Jesus's use of prophecy. And I know many people are interested in prophecy, so you're going to want to tune in next time. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you.
Our time today has come to a close. Be sure to join us again here on Evidence and Answers. Our goal is to bring you the love of Christ and to equip you in your faith to always be ready to give a response. If you would like to hold an apologetics conference or series of teachings at your facility, contact Pat by calling him in Hawaii. That number there is 483-0586. Or email him through the Evidence and Answers website. That's evidenceandanswers.org. Be sure to browse through our listing of topics on our site. We have everything from atheism to Zen Buddhism. You will also find articles and additional audio for you to listen to or download. An additional location to find Pat's messages is on YouTube. Look up Evidence and Answers and hit that subscribe button. To keep quality broadcasts like Pat's on the air, we rely on generous financial support from you, our listeners. Donating is simple. Once again, log on at evidenceandanswers.org. Evidence and Answers is grateful for one of our sponsors, the Honolulu Christian Church. If you don't have a home church and are looking for a great place to grow in your faith, check out the Honolulu Christian Church. For service times, log in at honoluluchristian.org. Join us again next time on the air or online as we provide compelling reasons for faith in Christ. That's Evidence and Answers with Pat Zukeran.